Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Challah Daf Yud Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting Daf Yud Aleph and Udalef on top. The Gemara says, Ma'u shechayovim alechem shaloi mishum chadash. So this is a continuation of what we just said before. The Gemara learned that we're learning lechem lechem, matzo and challah from each other. And we learned that less than a third is not considered to be bread according to Abel Ezer. Says the Gemara, if he's not considered to be bread less than a third, is there any issur chadash to eat the new grain before the Omer came, if it's less than a third? Says the Gemara, Omer avyudin ksive lechem v'koli v'karmel loy soichlo. So this is a drush we had before. It says bread, it says koli. What's koli? You take the kernels and you dry them up. That is done right away when it's growing, before it reaches the size of a third. So as shechayovim al koli shaloi mishum chadosh, if there's chadosh, when it's koli, when it's just kernels, chayovim alechem shaloi mishum chadosh, any bread of it is chay mishum chadosh. Et shein chavim al koli shaloi mishum chadosh, if it doesn't have a din of chadosh by koli, and chayovim alechem shaloi mishum chadosh, so there's no chadosh by bread. And the Vilna Gaon takes the last sentence out, because Pasha says no such thing, something which is not chiyuv koli. But the Gemara says, you see from here, the chadosh doesn't depend on the size of the third, even kernels have a problem of chadosh. So the Gemara before brought that Meiser, there's no chiyuv Meiser before a third, and then it's a discussion, do we compare Challah to Meiser or not? What's the reason there's no chiyuv Meiser? You have to do Meiser on Tfuas Zarecho Loshon Zrio, planting. Something you plant and it grows. If you plant less than a third, it does not grow. So the Gemara al derabbanon v'hein pochas mishlish she'ainu nigro leinan meisrus. I mean, according to Rabbanon that we say that by meisrus, less than a third is not chayvin meiser, more than a third is chayvin a meiser. So if you combine tvua of less than a third with more than a third, the less than a third won't be chayvin meiser because we don't find such a thing called guriro. Guriro means pulling. Something which is chayv is pulling something which is not chayv regarding meiser. But says the Gemara, "Abchi Abay Yosef Shal Daite De Ablozer." What about according to Ablozer regarding Chalo? The also less than a third. He holds no chiyuv Chalo. Mao Shien Nigro Lien Chalo Ki Hisas Ayus. Do we say that if you combine a dough of more than a third and a dough of less than a third growth, does less than a third have in Chalo? Same thing when we said before. We take a dough made out of rice and combine it with a dough made out of wheat, that it's have in Chalo because it's Nigro, because it's pulled. And the Gemara does not answer this question. Says the Gemara, Shmuel bar Abo boy. He asked the following question. Ezu chodesh v'yoshon shebechal. What's chodesh and yoshon bechal? Meaning, by Meisers we have a rule. Anything that got reached the size of a third, so it's chayev and Meisers. If it did not reach a third, only the next year reached a third, you can't do one Meiser on both, because one belongs to the year before, one belongs to the year after. That's called chodesh v'yoshon. Chodesh v'yoshon means something which is new of this year, you can't combine with yoshon of last year. So the cutoff by Meiser is very clear. It's a third. So a third, whatever got a third this year, you could do Meiser from. Whatever the third came only next year, you can't combine with this year. But what about Challah? What's Chodesh Yoshon Challah? So the Gemara is going to give me a few scenarios. When your Meiser is considered to be that there's a cutoff, when does Challah have a cutoff, and through the year we'll know what's the cutoff of Challah. Shtei sons have two fields. Chad evi eshlish v'chaz pochaz mishlish. One brought a third, one is less than a third. L'chalo achas, for chalo it's one. Because according to Rabbanon, chalo is not chayov, there's no cutoff of a third. Even less than a third is chayov and chalo. So therefore I can combine both fields together and make one chalo on both. But l'maisu shtayim, but if I have two fields and I want to do maisu, I have to separate them. Because one brought a third before Shoshana, one brought a third only after Shoshana, so there's the two different years. Continues the one that you dive on base. Achas pochas mishlish v'achad asovim. If I have two fields, one is less than a third, and one is not even a third. It's not even starting to grow the grain. It's only grass. So the challah time, here's the Gemara Bismachadish. For challah, the cutoff is turning to grain, going from grass to grain. So here, if year one field just brought grass, and one field started growing grain, the one who grew grain is chayv and challah. The other one is not chayv and challah, so you can't combine one challah on both. But the ma'isus achas, for ma'isus, the cutoff is a third. Both fields did not reach a third this year, and then you could do ma'isus in each one. We could do one ma'isus on both of them together. Achas evi eshlish achas asovim. One did not even grow grain, it's just grass. And the other one brought a third. Being the chalab in the ma'isus time. First for chalab and for ma'isus, there could simply be two different fields. Can't combine them together, can't do the to the challah on both, can do the maizos on both, because one of them, there's the one which is asovim, is not challah, non challah, non maizer. And one of which a third is chayav in challah and on maizer. Says the Gemara, benatayim mahu, meaning the Mishnah told us that there are some things that are chayav in challah, but not in maizer, and some things are chayav in maizer and not in challah. What about the things in between? The Gemara is going to explain what does in between mean. Whatever is in between is like the beginning of the Mishnah, that it's chayav and chalon potur from Meiser. In the middle case, it will be like the last part of the Mishnah, where it's chayav and Meiser, potur and chalon. Eizu benatayim. What's the middle one that we're talking about? Someone who makes dough from tevel. Tevel means that there was no trumas of Meiser taking out of it, but you have a dough. So now there's obligation of truma that was already there from the time of the grain was finished. And now you have a chiyuv of a challah on the dough. So the shaila is the truma itself obligated in challah or not? And is the challah itself obligated in truma or not? So that's the machlekes. Rabbi Yoino is the one who says, you have in challah, but you're not chayav in truma. Meaning the truma needs to take a challah, but the challah doesn't have to take a truma from it. And Rav Yosi B'Shem Shimon says the opposite. The challah needs to take truma from it, but the truma does not take challah from it. But the Gemara concludes based on the Braisa, not like both. And that's the Gemara brings challah chayavis b'truma, the truma chayavis b'challah. The challah is obligated to take truma out of it, and the truma is chayav and challah out of it, not like the two shittos you just mentioned. Minayin shechallah chayavis b'truma, I don't even know the challah needs to take truma out of it. Hitz b'shem Shmuel b'amarta b'shem Rav, challah tarimu truma. Michalo terimu truma. The pasuk says, "Rishis harisoyzechim chalo kamo terimu truma." But the more dashens chalo terimu truma. From the chala truma has to come out of it. Minayin shatruma cheves bechala. I don't know that if the truma needs to take chala out of it as well. Min koyshe patrin ahikro. Because of the koshya, we squeeze it out of the pasuk. In other words, we come from the same pasuk. Moishes kosev boreishes terimu chalo. From the one who's called Rashi, which is Truma, take out a Chalo. So Chaim explains the same Pasuk. Before you learn the Pasuk, Chalo, from Chalo, turn your Truma, you take a Truma. For the same Pasuk, you dash out the opposite. Chalo, take out a Chalo, turn your Truma from the Truma. So the from can be used for the beginning of the Pasuk and for the end of the Pasuk. Chalo comes out of Truma, Truma comes out of Chalo. And the word that says Rashi just calls Truma, which has the word Rashi, from there Chalo has to come out. So explains of Chaim, even though we know, once you already have truma, normal truma, you took truma from the field, and then you made a dough out of it, there's no chiyuv challah, because already it was truma before. But here, then you did not do a foshas truma, it was tevel. It was something that was not fixed. And you made dough out of it, and now there's obligation of challah on the entire dough. So the Gemara here is, kamaskana is, that you have to take a challah not only from the dough, which is not truma, but even from the truma, you have to take a challah as well. And this is not like the two shittas that brought down in the beginning of the Talmud according to Rav Chaim. They say, one says that you take a challah from the truma, but not truma from the challah. And the other one says you take truma from the challah, but not challah from the truma. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Challah, Dav Yud Aleph.